Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian here to tell you about our podcast, Bingetown TV. Our hosts include seven best friends with a love for all things television. We cover a range of genres with a focus on fantasy and sci-fi, but also dip our feet into drama, horror, comedy, and pretty much anything we think is good television. We use the traditional deep dive formula for new live shows that are released week to week, but our calling card is our Rooks and Vets and Pitchtown TV series. Rooks and Vets pairs two of our hosts that have seen a show with two of our hosts that have not seen a show. Pitchtown TV is when we have a special guest pitch us a show by having us watch the pilot and trying to convince us to watch the rest. If you're craving more content on some of your favorite TV shows, then you should listen to Bingetown TV.
Find us on our website at bingetowntv.com, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever else you may find your podcast.
Matt, we've hit 100 episodes.
Oh my God, 100 episodes of this show.
100 episodes of the show, and, you know, thanks to a lot of television appearances, we've been able to make the 100th episode not a specific song, but this falls perfectly in line with when this album was released. It was released just before Alapalooza was the food album.
That's right.
This, I believe we've both talked about early purchase in our Weird Al fandom. For me, it was someone made me a bootleg cassette of Bad Hair Day. I bought the Weird Al VHS tape of music videos. My cousin gave me a bootleg copy of Off the Deep End, and I bought Even Worse and the Food Album were the first two albums I purchased with my own money to like start building. They were all cassettes. I had a lot of Weird Al cassettes before I had Weird Al CDs.
And I had, it's funny because I was straight to CDs. I had a couple cassettes, but I guess I went, when I first started really collecting music, I jumped to CDs. I was so fancy.
Yeah,
I went right to the premium medium at the time. But for me, the first thing I got was Bad Hair Day. And this was the second thing that I got.
Nice.
Because I remember I loved Bad Hair Day, and I just listened to that record, you know, top to bottom a million times.
Yeah,
and
the Bad Hair Day episodes, I don't think we're going to have a guest-free episode on that album. That is such
probably not
a beloved album.
Yeah, like, I just was talking to a friend of mine who wanted to do a Bad Hair Day song, and I was like, well, get in line, dude, because there's a lot of,
I feel
demand.
Bad because there's some pretty big name people who are asking to be on Bad Hair Day, and there's also a lot of, like, from the very beginning guests that want to come back, so it's gonna be.
Oh, if you want to be a guest on Bad Hair Day, you got to check yourself right now.
Yeah, it's gonna be a
look
war
inside
zone.
And say, "Am I worthy?"
You may also just have to get tossed like one of the lesser songs on the album and be like, "Hey, I know we can't give you Amish Paradise, but do you want to talk about calling in sick?"
Like, someone's got to talk about cavity search, guys.
Yeah. All right, so we
had spoilers for Bad Hair Day. Yeah. I was saying this was the second Al thing I got, and I bought it at a Sam Goody after, and I didn't know, you know, I was young. I didn't realize this was a comp. I didn't realize what it was, really. I just remember looking at the back, and I knew, I should say the other thing I knew was the VHS of all the music videos.
And a lot of them are represented here.
This had a lot of, I'm like, oh, this is what I want, because this has stuff that I've heard of. And little did I know that this compilation was kind of like the bane of Al's existence.
Yeah. Great cover, though. I must say, I think the album art for this compilation is delightful, with the little Al Yankovic skeleton on the platter and the alien eating it. But anyway, we should introduce that we do have a return guest. As we're talking about people having to fight it out for Bad Hair Day, maybe they'll find a home in episodes like this. Jim Legrando is here. Legrando is here. To talk, I always want to make you sound fancier.
It's not One Hit Thunder, so I guess you don't have to drink.
No. So we're going to talk about the food album, and I have a game set up for us to discuss the food album. So real quick, cool. I'm going to run down what the food album track list is. I want us to like just kind of get a a base here, right? It was in order, Fat, Lasagna, Addicted to Spuds, I Love Rocky Road, Spam, Eat It, The White Stuff, My Bologna, Taco Grande, and The Rye or the Kaiser, the theme for Rocky 13. Now, that's all it was on the cassette tape. I believe the CD also came with an Eat It karaoke track as like as an ending.
As the purchaser of the fancy medium, I can tell you, yes, it was a karaoke version of Eat It. That was just an instrumental of the track, really.
Yeah. Okay. So Beat It. It was just a Beat It instrumental.
It was basically Beat It.
re-recorded.
Again, a good moment of me being just confused as a kid. Like, it was like, why does this end with a song where they forgot to turn the vocals on?
Yeah. But what I wanted to do, the three of us have done a bunch of these money draft episodes on One Hit Thunder. So I thought what we could do is a serpentine draft. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the concept of a serpentine draft, but it would essentially be, let's say the order is Matt Milligan, me, and Jim. It would be that Matt picks something, then I would pick something, then Jim would pick his first and second thing, then I would pick my second thing, Matt Milligan would pick his second and third thing, I would pick my third thing, and Jim would pick his fourth and final thing, and so on and so forth. Basically, you're bouncing back and forth, so the person in the middle is kind of keeping track of the numbers, but it makes it a little bit more strategic because you have to think like, all right, I've got, if you're on the ends of that, you've got to think, all right, I'm getting two in a row. I should definitely, you know, you got to kind of have to place what is something you just passionately want and what is something that you're afraid someone else is going to grab before you get a chance to. So, since I'm the one that kind of came up with this idea, to decide the order, I'm going to let you two, this is going to be riveting audio, but this is how they do it on the All Fantasy Everything podcast. I'm going to have you guys rock, paper, scissors to, all right, so you ready?
Okay, ready? One, two, three, shoot.
Ah,
all right, Jim won.
You got it, Jim won it.
Jim, you can determine what order we're going to go for this.
Oh, nice, awesome. All right, well, let's see. I don't really have a strategy behind who's going to go in whatever order. So I'm assuming, do I get to choose if I want to go first or if I don't want to go first?
Well, you can choose first, second, or third, and then...
Got it.
So
I gotcha. Okay, all right. Well, I'm just from just by looking at the way that I'm seeing it on the screen, I'm going to pick you to go first, Matt.
Okay.
Matt Kelly. And then Matt Milligan, you go second, and I'll go third, so I have three and four.
Ooh, cool.
I'll keep us on track. What we're doing here is we're trying to get the five best food-based songs in Al's catalog.
Okay, before we continue, because this is important, because for the listeners, we did not really pre-talk about this, so we're going to figure it out right now, which is great. Yeah. You get to hear the whole thing.
We're doing stuff that's after this album as well. This is there, throughout his entire career.
We're including stuff after this, but the central conceit of the song must be about food. Can it be tangentially about food?
I was going to say it can be tangentially, and I say that because going over the track list, Fat isn't about a specific food, nor is Eat.
Sure.
They are about the consumption of food. I don't want to say too many things that aren't on the actual physical album, so if we make any references, let's stick to what's already established on the food album, because I don't want to spoil any twists and turns that any of us might have up our sleeve.
Well, gotcha. So let me just say, I guess, for the sake of this, the food album has 10 tracks.
So there's five.
And there's five additional tracks that we didn't discuss determine is the case, but I assume it's got to be the same list.
So I wrote down a list of what I could find last night, and I had 18 things that I could come up with.
Okay, well, so I did a list before this, and I only came up with 15, which would be exactly five for each.
Well, I have 17.
There we go. So we'll see what happens. I may have the most obscure thing on my list, so we'll see how this goes. But I'm going to start off with a song that we haven't discussed yet, but in my heart of hearts, it's kind of the one You know what? No. I'm changing my mind. I'm changing my mind in the minute. I'm going to go with one of my favorite Al songs. I'm going to take Fat. I think Fat is the first draft pick here.
I mean, it's a round one first overall draft pick that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So. Now, I mean, it's a huge song for him. It's a really funny song. It was one of my favorite episodes we've ever done. So I'm going to go with Fat. That is going to be my starting pick. So Matt Milligan It is over to you.
Yes. Okay. So now, okay. It's funny because I had a couple songs in my batch that I was like, is this going to count as a food song? Is it not? Is this like borderline? I'm not sure. But considering that I have fewer songs in my list than you do, Matt.
Yeah.
I have to assume that I got to get in here because I thought I'm like, maybe I should wait on this. Maybe I shouldn't include it. This is, I'm just going to come right out the gate with this because this is kind of a long shot food song pick, but I'm picking it right out the gate. Okay, guys?
I'm ready.
My pick for Weird Al's best food song is a little number called Albuquerque.
Oh, I did not have that on my list. I want you
to. At the end of the day, all he's really trying to say is that he hates sauerkraut. That's all he's trying to say.
I think we can wrap up the draft. I think Matt just pulled the most ridiculous, but I can't argue with it. In here, son of a bitch.
Just blew
why did
up
I not
the podcast.
Dude, I did not even think about that.
Now I'm extra curious what other songs you guys have. You didn't have that on your radar either,
no,
Jim?
No, that was not on mine.
It wasn't even on my list, but
see,
I'm going to tell you.
Now
this
I'm really, you guys definitely have some stuff that I'm not aware of then. So this is fantastic. Let's go.
This right now feels like it's the NFL draft. And Matt Milligan with the number 2 overall pick, some random tackle that no one's ever heard of it,
but you know what?
And
I got a good feeling about him. I got a good feeling.
Right. All right. Well, Jim, you get two picks in a row. So let's see.
Well, look. So, yeah. So I get pick 3 and 4 and then back to Matt Milligan because it goes up. And then Matt Kelly has 2 in a row. So, all right. So I can't let it hanging out there all this time. I got to take Eat It.
Yes. Okay.
Eat It is my pick. Classic. We, you know, what's to say about it other than you could probably think about it right now, close your eyes and get most of the chorus or the verse.
Without a doubt.
It's the logical second pick in a draft. Not Albuquerque yet, but
I am so proud of myself.
Yeah, and we're putting it at the mercy of the page. So who knows who's going to come out with the top list. All right, so then I get 2 in a row, and it's I mean, there's so many great ones to choose from. I'm going to tell you that, well, I guess I can't really say the ones that I'm kind of two of them. All right, I'm going to go a little personal then, in the sense of, I think I'm going to take with my next pick, Addicted to Spuds.
Ooh,
good choice. Good choice.
Robert Palmer parody, great jam, perfectly executed in the way we always talk about how Al does the, like, the same cadence of the song and putting the right, like, words with vowels that he just maximum put together with food vowel. You know what I mean? We got it.
I don't have my list in front of me to confirm this. So maybe my list will actually deny what I'm about to say. But I think when I was putting this list together, I was like, I think that this is the best version of Al making a song about his obsession of a specific food. I think Addicted to Spuds is his best in that, like, very wide spectrum of songs that he has done.
That does cover a lot of ground, but I agree. I have a real soft spot for Addicted to Spuds. I think that's a great pick.
All right, well, Matt, it is back to you for your second pick here.
I know, and how can I top where I started here? So you guys took Fat and you took Eat It, which are two of his most, like, iconic food songs. This is a little bit less iconic, but it is equally, like, in my opinion, just absolutely essential, foundational, fundamental Al. And so I am going to take My Bologna.
Of course.
Have to.
Fantastic choice.
That is a solid pick. I mean,
important. His first single of his career. A huge milestone for him. It's not the best sounding recording because he made it in a bathroom. But that's okay.
I mean,
the acoustics in that bathroom were really good.
I was going to say, and we didn't even get it. I don't think we got a studio version of that song until last year in the Al Yankovic story soundtrack. I think that's the first time he actually did a proper recording.
He re-recorded it for that and made it much better. Yeah, it's true. That's a low quality. That one and another one, Rides the Bus, are very his lo-fi era.
Yeah. All right.
It's also so smooth that he put out the Al's version of those other classic songs. So now he can be collecting those.
Everybody's
points.
Doing it, man. You got to get on that boat. You got to do it.
Yeah, Punchline's got to re-record a couple albums real quick.
Re-record everything.
get the punchline version. So I'm going to go with one that wasn't a single. It was, I don't even know if this is that much of a fan favorite, but it's certainly a Matt favorite. We haven't even recorded an episode on this one yet, but you know, you guys have done the 1993 draft with me. You know, I have a lot of positive feelings towards Aerosmith's Get a Grip. So of course I'm going with Living in the Fridge.
Living in the Fridge.
I love that choice, dude. I thought that was going to be one that was going to stick around to the later rounds.
I kind of did like too. I'm impressed, Matt. You
that was
that right
my
away.
Original number one pick.
Wow.
And then I was like, wait, that would be crazy. That would be a crazy first pick out the gate. No other competition. The whole
I wouldn't have doubted it. But had you done that, I feel like I would have been sitting here with both Fat and Eat It.
Yeah.
And how could you? Like, that's like
that would have been pretty tough, Jim. Yeah, Jim would have been hard to beat there.
All right, and for the next one. I'm looking at two songs that are both very similar, and I'm trying to decide which of these two I want more. Okay. I think I'm going to go, because you also know I love REM, I'm going with Spam. I'm taking Spam.
Wonderful choice.
Good call, Matt. I was about to take Spam, so well done.
Yeah, I had a feeling. I had a feeling I had to make a move.
I got to say about Spam and my relationship with this particular song. So like Matt Milligan, the first Al album I had was Off the Deep End, but Food album came out shortly thereafter, because my Al, like, transcendence into Al was right in the peak period where Off the Deep End had came out. The Food album was new, because I remember seeing it at Boscov's department store where I was like, what the hell is this? Because I was like, so into the Off the Deep End. And then shortly thereafter, because we know that Food album came out before Alapalooza, it's like, then I could get Alapalooza. And I was like, how am I getting all this new Al in the same kind of like,
in like time frame 12-month period or whatever? Yeah.
And this, okay, so Spam is on the Food album.
Yeah.
I remember being at like Boy Scout camp with my Walkman and like listening to this over and over. And I loved Spam because, so I wasn't aware of REM at the time of being an REM song. This to me was the theme song to the Chris Elliott TV show Get a Life.
Yes.
Do you guys remember that show?
Oh yeah.
I was a big, like, watching The Simpsons, watching whatever was, you know, Parker Lewis Can't Lose, whatever comes on, like whatever, like Fox had that stuff. And I just remember the show, and I love the show is goofball. But I just remember the song, and it's like, what is this song? I love this song. And then when Al covered this song from what I assumed was the TV show, I was like, this is And then I like did a little more research, you know, with whatever tools we had at the time. And I was like, oh, this is a band that's not, they didn't make it for this TV show. They made it as a real song and whatnot. But I couldn't find it. I didn't know the UHF soundtrack was the thing that it was
from
on. Because that was, so if I was out at the Wall to Wall or whatever, the National Record Mart or whatever at the time, and I was like looking at these things, I would look at the back of the other ones. There's Polka Party and Dare to Be Stupid, and the whole catalog at Spam is not on any of them. Cause I was like, where is this thing at? And then it wasn't until I like found somewhere that the soundtrack existed, and I had to order, I special ordered it from Wall to Wall listening.
And
when it came in, I was like, finally.
I'm going to give a shout out real quick, because there we were, Jim and I literally hung out 2 or 3 days ago at a Punchline show in Philly. And I met 2 or 3 different people who listened to Weird Algorithm, and one of them was talking to me about how as a kid, they were like, I had this greatest hits album of Weird Al. I can't remember which one it was. Like, it was like Three Colors of, I was like, Greatest Hits Volume 2. And he's like, how do you know that? And I was like, was Biggest Ball of Twine in Minnesota on there? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, that was the one that Al like sanctioned as a greatest hits, because no company would put out a greatest hits with Greatest Ball of Twine in Minnesota on it. Cause it was like, these were like, hey, here's some of the essential songs that I think people have missed out on. But yeah, that was how it was with the Food album. Yeah. Like, it was like, you'd hear some of these songs, cause I was still so new. So like, I was aware of Rocky Road. I was aware of Eat It. I was aware of Fat. I kind of knew about Addicted to Spuds, but I remember Spam being one of the two songs on that album that was kind of a new discovery for me, where I was like,
agreed.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I just have to point out, I was with some friends last night, including my friend Phil, who was the guest on the You Make Me episode.
Yes.
And we were chatting, and last night in conversation, Get a Life and Chris Elliott came up. Like, what are the chances of that? Like, how? When was the last time someone talked about Get a Life in two consecutive days?
In like 1994 or whatever.
I'm blown away that just happened. That is absolutely crazy. Shout out to Chris Elliott. Please come on our show.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian here to tell you about our podcast, Bingetown TV. Our hosts include seven best friends with a love for all things television. We cover a range of genres with a focus on fantasy and sci-fi, but also dip our feet into drama, horror, comedy, and pretty much anything we think is good television. We use the traditional deep dive formula for new live shows that are released week to week, but our calling card is our Rooks and Vets and Pitchtown TV series. Rooks and Vets pairs two of our hosts that have seen a show with two of our hosts that have not seen a show. Pitchtown TV is when we have a special guest pitch us a show by having us watch the pilot and trying to convince us to watch the rest. If you're craving more content on some of your favorite TV shows, then you should listen to Bingetown TV.
Find us on our website at bingetowntv.com, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever else you may find your podcast.
In the darkest corners of the internet, a nameless, formless entity has been growing. No one dares question where it was created or what it wants, but those who have been entranced by its musings chant its blood-curdling name in unison. Horror Movie Night!
Find Horror Movie Night on your favorite podcasting app or at hmnpodcast.com.
All right, Matt, it is your pick, though.
Yes, my pick is going to be... I was going to say this is slightly spiteful because Matt just took Spam, which I really wanted. But also, I really do want this. I just know Matt also wants it. I'm taking I Love Rocky Road.
Ooh, good one.
I Love Rocky Road. Love that
absolutely
one.
Absolutely would have been my choice had you not taken
there
it.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Feel good about that. Feel good about that.
I mean, it's a good song. Good lo-fi video from Al. Great. Early in his days.
Talking about when I got the Food album, this was one I did already know because I had the VHS of the videos where that was included on it. So I was familiar with I Love Rocky Road and was happy to have it here. Yeah, it's great. And actually, just really quick, going back to what Jim was saying, it makes total sense, like following, because Off the Deep End was such a big hit for Al. I understand that he didn't want these to come out, but of course, the label was like, this is the perfect opportunity to introduce these kids who were too young the first time.
Yeah.
To all this early material, like they had to just capitalize on all of the, attention he was getting in that moment. It was a smart business play, even though it lacks all like artistic merit and creative.
And this had, dream. So I don't know anything about the recording industry, but I feel like would this count towards the albums on Al's contract when they would release stuff like this? Or like, is that how contracts are designed?
Maybe it depends on the deal, but possibly.
Gotcha.
It's possible. I think the thing on that, what when I was looking at it before, this said something to the effect that like there was a specific compilations clause on his contract. And then by them putting this out, he could control like the TV album and the other stuff because they couldn't like they could do this without his permission. So they kind of like let him or they like worked with him and he worked with them begrudgingly because they would have done it anyways if he didn't say anything about it.
Right.
But then when it came time for the next, squeeze of the orange, like the TV and whatever else, he had more control over it because they technically couldn't release it without his saying they needed to like, he said there was a lot more groveling and less demanding.
All right.
Right.
Well, that's okay, good that's to know. Fair. That's good.
Yeah,
to
that
know.
Is good to know.
All right. Well, Jim, you get two more picks. So let's see. What are you adding to your Al album or Al food song list here?
All right. I'm going to start. I got two in a row. I'm going to start by saying I'm going to take Lasagna.
Oh, that was the next fantastic on my list. Great song. I mean,
La Bamba parody, a song that every kid and adult has knows hers and then just listened to it is just so fun to sing along and the way it does it. Great, great classic Al song.
Yes.
Now, this next one, I'm torn because there's so many that I want, but I know won't be there by the time it comes back to my final
pick. Yeah, because you're going
to
get the last pick of the entire draft. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to go. All right. I got to go. I did the episode of it. It's classic in my mind. It's quintessential Al to me. I got to pick the white stuff.
All right. Yeah.
Good choice.
I mean, how can you not? I was thinking that. I was like, how has he gone this long without one of the songs he specifically asked to talk about on the podcast.
Because I'm trying to fill out this. I gotta fill out this roster, man.
That's true. That's true. I mean, lasagna. I don't want to just breeze past lasagna. Lasagna's great. It's so fun. That was pretty high on my, when I'm looking at my initial draft best hopes. So far, I've got three of my top five, which is pretty awesome. But
I guess, look at this list, man. Yeah. Though all of ours so far are great. They're like, there's not, you can't argue with any of
them. He's got no. He some people might argue with Albuquerque, right, but we'll keep. But
bring it on, guys.
They'd
argue with me. I dare you.
All right, Matt. Let's go to you. What's your fourth pick here?
You know, it's funny. With the exception of Albuquerque, I find myself pulling like really old stuff here. But I guess that's just how this is working out, and I feel good about it. Yeah, my next pick. Even though we're starting to narrow it down now, but I feel really good about this. I'm happy to have him on board my team. And that is the theme from Rocky 13, The Ryer the Kaiser.
That was what I was deliberating on. It was the closing credits to a stop motion G.I. Joe film I made as a child.
There you go. I have to find a floppy disk with that too.
No, dude. There's no floppy disk to find, because that sucker still lives on a VHS tape that we can absolutely watch.
All right.
Oh, my God.
It also includes a preview of Nature Trail to Hell that I made as like an upcoming thing.
You need to bring me that VHS tape.
Jim is just a treasure trove of content.
Next time you bring
that
if that tape is not in this house the next time you come over, you're not welcome in the home. I honestly, I've been thinking about this. I think I might like Theme of Rocky 13 a little bit more than Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. Like, it's because it's got all the parts you like about Eye of the Tiger, but better lyrics.
It's so, like, so long ago now that we talked about that episode, but I remember revisiting it and just being like, this is so much more funny and clever than I could have appreciated as a child. The idea of the much older, like, Rocky in his second life.
Yeah.
Deciding Amazing. To move on. It's just such a funny concept, and I love it so much.
I am so excited that one of these I had no fear at all would not be, there was not even a second that I hesitated that this would be my fifth pick, because I thought no one else will write this down on their list.
What's your boy.
But let's get to the fourth one first, because the fourth one I think is another one that I'm very excited to steal. Matt, you've leaned into old Al quite a bit. I'm leaning into the uncharted territory of the podcast, and that's why my number four pick is Trapped in the Drive-Thru.
Very good choice. I actually almost just said that as well before Rocky. That's a great, great pick. Oh, man. That is going to be quite a song to talk about.
There's a lot to cover in that.
Yeah, we're going to have to really brace ourselves. Listeners, start bracing yourselves now for Trapped in the Drive-Thru.
But I am so happy to get this absurd fifth pick. I am grabbing a parody of a parody from a TV show, which is when Weird Al appeared on The Simpsons parodying a song from Homer's grunge band Sadgasm, who wrote the song Shave Me, and he did the parody I've Got a Brain Freeze. I am picking the 30-second parody song Brain Freeze from The Simpsons episode That 90s Show.
Wild, dude.
I mean, Matt
I
Kelly.
Never would have thought
what,
of it.
What can we even say? You said, I thought Albuquerque was a mic drop moment. No, you have just far eclipsed.
Which, of course, is the episode that gave us the brilliant line when, what was it? It was like when someone has lost joy in Weird Al, they've lost joy in life itself.
Oh, yeah, like he who tires of Weird Al is tired of life itself. Yes. I think that's the, yeah.
That's right. That's in response to hearing Brain Freeze. So,
wow.
Yep, there it goes. My five. All right, Matt, you're up next.
I'm up. Well, oh my God, what am I even supposed to do with this now? That's your five. Okay, what's my...
Your last one.
My last one. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna pick. You know what? I'm just gonna do it because I don't think anyone else is gonna do it, and I'm gonna do it. I'm going to take voluntarily one of the only older Al songs that he actually did not include on the Food album because he disliked it so much. And that is Girls Just Want to Have Lunch.
I like how you act like you're jumping on a grenade to take that pick.
I know.
What? That's a great choice. And you're right.
I think it is. And you know what? When we, it's funny, like doing an episode like this, I feel like we're doing like, talk about like old Simpsons. I feel like we're doing our clip show.
Yeah.
Where I'm going, like, remember that episode? Oh, that was so fun. I actually thought our episode about Girls Just Want to Have Lunch made me like it a lot more.
I was going to say, it turned me around. I was ready to put that at the bottom of my list. And by the time we were done that conversation, I think I put it like five or six slots higher than originally intended.
No, I don't know if there's any Al song ever that is oozing more fuck you
disdain.
Energy.
Yeah, just resentment
song.
And anger.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, Jim, you've got one last pick.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, look. Unfortunately, you know we're going to have to leave some things on the cutting room floor, regardless of what I take.
Yeah,
so
I see
that doesn't mean that there's any
four
disc
that are still
to
up
any.
It. Yeah, let's
see. Totally. All right. Well, this might be one that you're like, what? That's wild. I can't believe this would be coming out of there. But I got to take it because it's the first album that I had.
All right.
I listened to it 1,000 times cutting the grass. I got to take Taco Grande.
Taco Grande.
Which is 10,000 times better than the actual Rico Suave song.
1,000%. I was curious because that was the last one on the Food album that hadn't been drafted. I thought, ooh, is this controversially going to be the one song on that album that none of us want it? Yeah, I mean, that's a great episode that we did with Lily Hurst. Definitely check that out. I had three songs left on my list.
What do you got? Because I'm sure that I had two, and I'm sure that two of the three are the same.
Well, what are the two that you had? We'll start there.
Okay, so I had, which could have been on Off the Deep End, but was it, Alapalooza's Waffle King.
Waffle King.
And then the parody of the Cherry Poppin' Daddy's Grapefruit Diet.
Yep. Grapefruit Diet.
And then that's where I stopped. I didn't have anything.
Matt, what was the extra ones that you had?
Well, the only other one that I had that I thought was actually potentially for real was a very, very deep cut, which was School Cafeteria.
That was the last one I had.
It was the B-side to the My Bologna, but never made it on a proper album of his and is not that good.
No,
there's a reason why it didn't get released. I mean,
that's why I went with a 30-second brain freeze instead of School Cafeteria.
Believe
school
me,
cafeteria
the old school hipster record store employee in me desperately wanted to get the most obscure Al song I could possibly get, which easily would have been. Well, actually, School Cafeteria pales in comparison to your pick, Matt, in terms of obscurity. But I almost took it for that alone. But no. Yeah, that's the other one I had on my list.
Well, so the final lists. Where I had Fat, Living in a Fridge, Spam, Trapped in a Drive-Thru, and Brain Freeze from The Simpsons. Matt Milligan had Albuquerque, My Bologna, I Love Rocky Road, Theme for Rocky 13, and Girls Just Want to Have Lunch. And Jim had Eat It, Addicted to Spuds, Lasagna, The White Stuff, and Taco Grande. So two things I'm going to say. First of all, we're going to
put respectable drafts, guys.
Respectable drafts.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to put our names up on a poll on our Facebook page. Go find Weird Algorithm. Vote for who you think had the best draft out of the three of us. It's not going to hurt anyone's feelings. I'm just curious. But I've noticed as I read those out loud that like there's obviously exceptions here and there, but we've really hit three distinct pockets in our drafts because Mayan is like heavy in the latter Al career. I've got three songs that are Albuquerque or later that we haven't even discussed on the show. With the exception of Albuquerque, Matt Milligan's picks are all 85 or older. And then Jim's picks are almost, with the exception of Eat It, exclusively late 80s into early 90s. So I just found that very... We've all got our little... our preferred pockets there, which is very cool. Before we wrap it up, 100 great episodes. I think we will be hitting another 100 just based on how many more albums we have to talk about. But
indeed, yeah.
Jim, what you got going on? You got anything you need to talk about?
Wait, hang on, Matt. I'm sorry. I have to do the classic thing where right when you're wrapping up the episode, I have to chime in because I have a little bit more to say first.
Okay, well, let's do it.
This is my little moment because I loved it. So first of all, we already talked about it a little bit, how Al did not like the fact that this came out. We referenced the album cover before and the crazy graphic, like really brutal animation, like an image of essentially Al being eaten by this monster creature.
Mm-hmm.
That artwork was created by a guy named Doug Lawrence,
Okay.
Who is a voice actor and comedian and artist. Mr. Lawrence, or as he goes by Mr. Lawrence, did the voice of Filbert in Rocko's Modern Life.
Oh.
He also does the voice of Plankton in SpongeBob SquarePants.
Actually, I forgot that I had something I wanted to mention as well.
And and then just one more thing, that Al picked that artist. Like, he had the, I guess, the ability to decide on the artwork. And it's is credited that Al's choice there was intentionally a passive-aggressive protest, specifically intending an alien having picked the desiccated corpse of Weird Al Clean to be a reference to his record label bleeding his catalog dry.
Oh, wow. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Brutal. Brutal. So that's a great, again, talk about Al's, like, you know, when he wants to make a point, he will go for it. I love how, like, that had never occurred to me before. And then when I saw that written, I was like, wow, that is a wild. Of course it is. Now that I look at it, like, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
There's no better episode than right now for us to mention something that people have asked about, which is, of course, that in 1985, during live performances, Al would perform something called the Food Medley.
Yeah.
That was a series of very quick song parodies about food, some that became longer songs that we know and love, and some that were just short, quick ideas. And I'm not sure how many of these Jim knows, so I'm very excited. It started with Moldy Now, which was a parody of Hold Me Now by the Thompson Twins.
He
kept the Thompson Twins parodies going with a song just called Doctor that was a parody of Doctor Doctor. He then goes into the Culture Club's Mistake Number 3 with a song called I'll Take the Steak Number 3. My favorite of these is a Sister Christian by Night Ranger parody called Burger King.
Yes.
Then he does Don't You Forget About Meat, which is obviously a Simple Minds parody. Then we get some of the ones we know. Girls Just Want to Have Lunch, theme for Rocky 13, I Love Rocky Road, a very quick Hall & Oates parody of Maneater called I'm a Spam Eater. does a Bad Company parody of Feel Like Making Love called Feel Like Throwing Up. goes into the Eagles' Desperado with a song called Avocado. And then another really good one, Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love. He did Got a Whole Lot of Lunch and then wrapped it up with My Bologna. Nice. You can find.
Does this exist as a video?
You can find some YouTube videos of him performing this medley online. So definitely check that out. I'll play some of it at the end of the episode as well. But
that's great. That's great.
It's so good.
Yeah, one more very quick thing here. I just wanted, because I actually just saw this now. The release of this, as Jim, you pointed out, it was in his contract. It says here, Scotty Brothers had insisted on putting out a new album in order to meet monetary projections at the time. It's exactly what you want to hear as an artist. And the label originally proposed a release entitled Al Unplugged, which would have featured studio remixes of previously released material. The label also wanted the cover to feature Yankovic holding the cords of unplugged kitchen appliances. Yankovic did not enjoy this idea and instead agreed to the food album, quote, a concept he hated slightly less.
Imagine doing it like Matt, you're like Weird Al, and I'm the record guy. I'm like, hey, come on, dude, where are you gonna be in the, it's a picture. You're just gonna have a blender and
you're gonna be holding
all the
cords
in your
and
hand.
You're gonna be shrugging like, ah, I don't know.
What's wrong with that?
And then the only other thing, very last thing, Matt, I promise, is that this is the only compilation he ever released to go gold.
Oh.
So even we're talking about the greatest hits and all that other stuff that happened, this was the only one. For what it's worth, this also, it went gold in 2006. So it took a very long time, but it is the only compilation he has released to go gold. So there you have it.
Last thing for real, and then Jim can promote a little
yes.
bit. But I thought, oh, you know what? I have that list of unreleased songs, and I wanted to find what some of the unreleased food songs were. Now, Matt Milligan, you have a very special hard drive from MC Lars. If you know...
Oh, you know I looked through it, Matt.
I was going to say, if you know that you have any of these on there, let me know, because, you know, we can maybe do an episode, a more detailed episode later. But in 1976, he did a parody of Cheerio Cherry Lips by Scrappy Lambert called Cheerios Apple Jacks Cheerios.
I do have the 1976 home demo of Cheerios Apple Jacks Cheerios.
1979, he did a parody of House of the Rising Sun by the Animals called House of the Sesame Seed Bun.
I do have House of the Sesame Seed Bun.
In 79, he did a parody of the Beatles' Hey Jude, simply called Hey Food.
Do I have Hey Food? Maybe not on that one.
All right. In 1979, he also did a parody of the Knack's
Baby. Oh, wait, I do have it. I'm sorry. Okay. I have it.
He did a parody of the Knack's Baby Likes Talkin' to Baby Likes Burpin'.
I have it.
He did a parody of Won't Get Fooled Again called Won't Eat Prunes Again.
I have it.
He did Crazy on You by Heart as Throw Gravy on You.
I have it.
The We Won't Need Another Hero by Tina Turner turned into We Won't Eat Another Hero. Then there was, it said that there
Ooh,
was
I might not have that.
Okay. There was the Alapalooza, multiple rejected parodies of Green Eggs and Ham, which I can't remember what that was a parody of. I know Dr.
Green Eggs
Seuss-
and Ham I do have. Green Eggs and Ham is a parody of Numb by U2.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The black or white one, infamously Snack All Night.
Snack All Night I have.
And Chicken Pot Pie instead of Live or Let Die.
Correct.
And then
Some of those are strictly live clips that are
and it's just like
brutally low
two.
Quality. Yeah. And also like some of them are as short, like that House of the Sesame Seed Bun is like 20 seconds long.
Yeah.
Like they are clearly like a demo of a concept. And the nice thing you were talking about with those food medleys that he did was it was a way to do like a verse and a chorus of something or even just a chorus and then move on quickly. It was like,
you
this
know what,
might not
Matt?
Be a developed enough idea to get a full song out of, but I can at least get like a quick joke and move on.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm already planning for episode 200 because I don't know what we're going to be at episode 200. I think episode 200 is just a live listen of all of these 20, 30 second unreleased songs that we
all
couldn't possibly
stuff.
Do a full episode on these obscure like 30 second half brain ideas.
I mean, that sounds good to me, guys.
And then the last one I see in here is it says that on Running with Scissors, he had a parody called Fast Food that never got completed. I don't know what that was.
Fast Food was a parody of Thank You by Alanis Morissette.
Oh, wow.
actually, I know that one fairly well because I saw the Running with Scissors tour. And despite it being called Fast Food, it's essentially him doing exactly. Do you remember Thank You by Alanis Morissette?
Yeah. Thank you, India. Is he just
thanking
fast food restaurants?
He does Thank You, Taco Bell. Thank you, Burger King. That's it. And he does like one run of those lines and then moves on. It's very
perfect.
Quick.
I cannot wait for 100 more episodes. We can dive into that. Jim, you're more than welcome to join us for the live reaction to these obscure.
Yeah, save the date
songs.
100
awesome.
Weeks from
I,
now.
I guess I got to save it. No, I was just about to ask you to put them in a Dropbox. But I guess we'll wait and we'll just do it as a thing.
Yeah, no, we
so
got time
great.
To figure this out. Don't worry
yeah,
about it.
We got 100 weeks to figure that out. So, well, Jim, once again, you know, you manage a band called Punchline. You know, this is coming out the week after Valentine's Day. So I know for a fact that Punchline has a lot of stuff happening in March and beyond. Anything that you're able to talk about? I know at least a Have Mercy and a Spilled Canvas tour is happening
yeah,
in that
was,
time frame.
Basically what I was going to talk about, yeah. just in terms of plugging those guys being out there on the road. Big 2024 for them. Action 20th anniversary, as well as doing a couple dates with friends and working on stuff. It's cool. If you're a fan, come on out. If you're not a fan, come on out and become one because you're going to love it.
Agreed.
They are doing some shows East Coast. So the Have Mercy tour happens in March, early March, 3-7, a classic Punchline holiday. Yep. March 7th is a date that they are having a show in Asbury Park.
Which,
so
side note, Milligan, if you're in town...
I
March
know. I 7th. Was out of town. They were just at La Poisson Rouge in Manhattan, and I was not in town, which was devastating. Because
I'll be at the Asbury Park
Asbury
show.
Asbury Park's
so maybe
not that
we'll
far.
Say,
I can do that.
Yeah. Hey, listeners, nice. All right. Mark your calendars. Maybe March 7th if you want to meet.
An official meetup.
Yeah, if you want to meet the Weird Algorithm guys.
We'll, I mean, we don't want to upstage Punchline.
No, we can't. But also, if you just want to meet me, if you don't want
you
the
go.
Whole effect, I think I'll also be at the March 8th show in Townsend.
Yeah. You can meet us both Towson. Separately, guys. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's a little overwhelming.
Towson/Baltimore, and then they're going to play in Preserving outside of Pittsburgh in New Kensington, a new spot up there they haven't been to yet, which should be a lot of fun. And then down the road, in June. We're doing a couple dates in the Midwest with the Spill Canvas. Amazing. We have to get into the depths of that. You can check it out online at punchlinemusic.com. And also, fellas, at some point, because I know it won't have been done by the time this comes out, we're going to New Jersey. We're going to figure out what's inside that disc.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know what all we're going to be doing there, but whether it's going to involve listeners or not involve them.
The pieces are really coming together. It's just a matter of the fun of scheduling me, you, Matt, our camera guy, Kyle, and the schedules of the people kind enough to let us
do this next, you guys. We love scheduling.
I will say that the Vintage Computer Federation folks have been nothing but fantastic.
They've been amazing.
Also, they're so excited.
Very chill. So
I hope that we can deliver on whatever this is. And once again, I'll say, if this game, which I can only assume is not finished, that we would get to some end of it and there's like nothing there. We're gonna have to finish it. We're gonna get to the kill screen.
Yeah, kill screen coming up. Kill screen coming up.
I'm trying to think of what else could possibly even be on this disc. Well, I know that I tried to make a football game that was like that. It took me so long to code that you would go, it's like, what team do you want? You type in Pittsburgh Steelers or Steelers or whatever, and then like, you know, there at the time, I guess it's probably 30 teams or something. So it'd have to be like, what if this guy picks Steelers versus Bengals and Browns and Cowboys and whatever else? Yeah. I had to do every team against every team. And that took a long time.
Well, we got to make like a whole other podcast where we just go over Jim's stuff.
Yeah, Jim's like, lost
Jim's
media.
Got computer games. He's making like trailers for Nature Trail to Hell.
Well,
like,
that's... I can't believe
all the content you have.
I must promote at this point in time. Look, Geekscape TV on YouTube. I have a pretty good feeling that no matter what happens with the footage that we take of Jim's game, that one of the places you are guaranteed to see it will be on Geekscape TV. So there definitely hit up Geekscape TV. Guys, thank you for like listening to the insanity that is our podcast for 100 episodes.
I know, really amazing. I can't believe we're like 100 episodes is crazy. Thank you guys so much. That was so
thanks
fun.
For having me here. I'm so glad you guys, invited me back. It's always a pleasure.
Of course. Jim. And you know what? Next week, we start everybody's favorite Weird Al album, Alapalooza. There's no negative thoughts that have ever existed about that album, especially not from your two hosts. So stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Well, I hope you're not in any real big hurry to get home tonight, because we're going to do a medley of every single song ever written in the history of the world. And we're going to start out with something special. Here's a little sneak preview for you. The soundtrack to the upcoming motion picture, Rocky 13.
Sunny day got bagels, and there's a sale on cream cheese and lox. Mash on some blintzes at Tanter's. Not in the mood for Jack in the Box. Oy vey, we gonna slam on through to Fairfax Avenue for mozza and chopped liver. We gonna slam on through to Fairfax Avenue.
The coast is done. I've been with a little of my Verona. Right now, I'll show you one of our home movies.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian here to tell you about our podcast, Bingetown TV. Our hosts include seven best friends with a love for all things television. We cover a range of genres with a focus on fantasy and sci-fi, but also dip our feet into drama, horror, comedy, and pretty much anything we think is good television. We use the traditional deep dive formula for new live shows that are released week to week, but our calling card is our Rooks and Vets and Pitchtown TV series. Rooks and Vets pairs two of our hosts that have seen a show with two of our hosts that have not seen a show. Pitchtown TV is when we have a special guest pitch us a show by having us watch the pilot and trying to convince us to watch the rest. If you're craving more content on some of your favorite TV shows, then you should listen to Bingetown TV.
Find us on our website at bingetowntv.com, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever else you may find your podcast.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.